Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hi, hello everyone. My name's Mr. Fruit, and welcome back to the GG Over Easy podcast, episode 99. And in today's episode, we discuss the big change-up in the gaming streaming world. Big Giants, Dr. Lupo, and Tim the Tatman announced their move from Twitch to YouTube. Just some more creators that are making the move, the exodus. What does this mean for the platforms? Will we see Twitch being knocked out a peg? Are they going to change? What is YouTube like? I don't know. We discussed that as well.
We made fun of Joe Rogan.
As well as some Joe Rogan nonsense. Classic. There's always those funny memes too. It's like whenever I go, there's like on Reddit sometimes, there'll be like a thread like ask men or whatever it is. It's like, what's a red flag for as a woman on a first date? And it's always like, if he says he listens to Joe Rogan.
Seriously.
Oh, that's so funny. Anyway, talk about China censoring video games. Not just video games. They've already been doing that. But how much you can play video games. Yeah. Imagine right now, our president was like, you can only play 3 hours a week. Boom. You're in China. Sad. We talk about that. Answer some questions and, And
to your appointment.
Things. Yeah, I gotta go. We love you all. Thanks for listening and or watching. Let's get into it. Pardon your regularly scheduled podcast listening for this short ad break. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the GG Over Easy podcast, episode 99.
We can't like mess that up, right? We're here. We're not there. But
we're one episode away. Wait.
Hey, this is for the people that when we first posted the episode one and we had three numbers there and people were like, really? That's pretty ambitious there, Mr. Fruit. Number slots.
Now so it's actually, before it was a little sus, but now it's actually future-proof design.
It is.
That's right. And what do you know? Bop, bop. It's just I was willing it into existence. You know, like you got to
manifesting, bro.
Yeah, I manifested our future. And that's what you got to do sometimes.
What's
Guardians
the next?
Manifest their future.
What's the next milestone? Right, 420?
Well, ooh, absolutely 420. That would be the biggest.
Yeah, and what?
Hey, it'll
6 years
while.
Or something?
It'll take a while.
Damn, you know, we'll be 30? By the time episode 420 rolls around, we have the smoke episode.
I'll be 33.
But at that point,
oh my god!
At that point, we're gonna need the weed.
Because what? 10?
We're gonna be aching.
Because 100 episodes is technically what, like
it
nearly
took two years.
Yeah.
So for another 300, it would be 6. Sheesh. Yeah, unless we just start cranking them out daily, that's the only way we'd manage. But speaking of episode 100, I think someone had a good idea on the subreddit because we clearly can't think of what the fudge we're going to do for 100.
Yeah.
Because it just feels like no matter what we come up with anyway, it just won't do it justice. Like there's nothing.
Yeah.
But this guy, what the fudge?
What I was going to try and do, I was going to try and splice together an intro where it started with the first intro, and then it goes all through, like, the little, every episode. It's like, hi, and then, like, hi is the first episode, and then D, and then it's, like, two, so, and then, yeah, and then you do the whole, it'd be crazy.
That's,
I'm going to try.
Yes. Looking for a lot.
That's our trust. War lord.
What was that guy's idea?
Well, it's XXI Bloodshed XX.
Thank Damn, you. That's a badass name.
Over on r/MrFruit. Catch us there. Instead of being stressed about what episode 100 should be, Fruit and Company should just recap their journey so far. So, just a group of homies who are able to play video games for a living. That alone is an accomplishment. They should talk about the highs and lows of their journeys. Also talk about their favorite moments of the podcast and talk about where they see them going in the next 100 episodes. And yeah, so we can just kind of go through, well, for me at least, the last 7 years.
I would like
years.
To start and give you guys a preview of how episodes 100 is going to look. Okay? Rob, before, Rob had zero facial hair, and now look at him.
He's okay, well, can I hey. Tell you why I have you, this?
Look at that, he's working on
can
it.
Can I Dang, tell you why son. I have this?
I can see
the pixels.
Because I
literally feel like a bum. Like, I feel like a... These past 4 days, I've been dealing with a lot, and I was like, you know what? I feel like a fucking bum, so I'm not shaving.
Don't no. shave.
Yeah, here's you know what I'm going to say.
See how far you could get that.
Yeah. Yeah. Let that baby go. Maybe no, it's, feel free to trim
nope,
this.
Nope, let it.
But keep the stash trim. Going. Keep the stash
keep
going.
Keep it. See how far you can get it.
I mean, trim
how
that
you
stuff.
Hey, you guys see this right here? Okay, I'm not kidding you. This is like 3 weeks. Not shaving
hey, man.
At all.
We all start somewhere.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. I like the little stash I'm seeing.
You like
I
the stash?
It's good, yeah.
Hey, I'm kind of enjoying where this is going.
I'm about it.
All right, maybe we keep it then.
Yeah, no, keep
it. It's really prickly, dude. I hate my facial hair. It's sharp and pokey.
No. Here, you are the type of face I think would work really well with just like a mustache and like a little patch at the bottom.
My
dad has. My dad wears that every day.
Well, maybe oh God,
you make it sound like he just puts it on.
Yes, exactly.
Well, we just told you to turn to your dad.
Yeah. Well, I would say if you don't want this part, you know, the little patch at the bottom, you don't have to do that. But just try the stash.
Yeah, see this little bit? See this little bit right here?
That's
3 weeks right there, baby.
I like the stash.
Hey, I just want to tell you, when I first started growing my beard out, it took me months before it was even remotely presentable. And then Fruit will tell you, too, you have to fight for your beard. That thing doesn't just come in. You gotta like slowly over.
But there's
time.
Like no hair growing right here. There's
oh,
like
there was oh absolutely three
there's
weeks
nothing.
Three like, weeks of the rookie numbers.
I mean, to be fair, you might not your might just not be able to grow the same thing. But that's what I'm saying. Just try and grow a stash or something.
Yeah,
because
like a stash with a little patch at the bottom there would be nice.
Like my beard just doesn't come up as much as some people's will, but you know, or like
have you ever just done a mustache, Mr. Fruit?
No, I don't want to.
Okay.
I don't think.
Yeah.
Wait, so you're saying Fu Manchu Blue, so like the mustache connects with this, or they're two separate entities?
No. Just two separate entities. You just have your little chin and then just the mustache. That's the area of special.
What kind of razors do you guys use? Do you guys use special razors? Because like, or do you use like...
Well, I haven't shaved
Dollar Tree.
I haven't shaved in like 2 years, so I don't know.
I
trim.
Razor to face?
No, I just trim.
Yeah, I trim. I don't have a style. I just trim to what my face has naturally aligned.
Have you ever fucked your shit up though? Like while you're trying to like
a little bit.
Cut yourself
learning,
up.
When I was learning, fucked that up a million times. But I
like
learned.
This side just goes deep.
Yep.
Yeah, it usually fakes itself.
Edge me up, son. You know?
Give me a little bit over here, hey. No, but I think you can rock it.
Yeah, well, I mean, it just started off as, you know what? I feel like a bum, and so I'm not going to shave.
No. I mean, what was it? Two or
no
was
longer
it
feel like a bum, though, which is good.
I don't remember what year it was, but it was a couple months after I was working out. I don't know why, but I was just same thing. I was like, you know what? I'm going to give it a month, see what happens. Not shaving. And then I was like, you know what? This ain't bad. I'm going to keep going, and here I am. So at first, mainly, too, I never wore... grew it out because Claire's like, you can't have a beard, like, gross. I don't want to like have my face up against that
and
thing.
Now, And now she could not imagine having a beardless Mr. Fruit. Am I right?
Yeah. And now she's like, yeah, I'm kind of glad you grew it out. Like, yeah.
How many years do you think you would shave off your life by shaving your beard?
Well, a lot. I go back and look at any of the videos but prior to my beard. And I think it doesn't help, too, that I was like, that's also when I had more weight. So I was already rounder. So rounder face with no facial hair. It de-aged me. I was like, bro. I might as well have been in high school or something. Like, what the? Bizarre.
All right. Well, we'll keep it going then, maybe. Maybe yeah. I'll get the sides because they look really bad. Like, they just look like a 15-year-old who doesn't know that they're quite hitting puberty yet and they have, like, the sides left and they don't know how to shave. And that's another thing. Did your guys' dads teach you how to shave?
No.
Yeah.
See, my dad never did. Like, I never was like, this is how you do it. So, well,
my dad was like, for me, it was like I was working on so I went to college and then I came back and he was like, oh, you're working on your beard. And I was like, yeah. And he was like, I will teach you.
Come with me.
Come here, my son.
My dad has like finally. A Thor beard. So.
Sweet. Like, oh.
Do you guys put like stuff in it or no?
What do you mean?
Like beard oil and stuff like that. Like,
no.
Well, that's how you know Mr. Fruit does it. He's just like, what do you mean?
Yeah.
Well, I did for a little while, and then I just, cause like I don't really keep. This has been the thickest it's been in a while. I usually keep it like pretty short, like 6 millimeters or something, which is like really close. So there's really nothing. Cause like I know most people, you want to like volumize it or whatever, and wash all that stuff. But when it's so thin, I don't have to. It's not like I have a burly beard. So
yeah. I will just put like if I'm going out and I want to look nice and I want my beard to look nice, like I'll use like beard oil, but I won't really like if I'm just staying home. Like,
yeah,
I'm
if you're playing like Final Fantasy, you're not putting
like if I'm just raiding, I'm not going to the whole
day. Hold on. Torblerone has to put on his
because I do. Yeah, I have it's like not wax, or whatever, but I have like that stuff you can put in. I have beard oil and it smells fantastic. So I'll put that in sometimes.
It makes your beard just look like it's been like harvested by a god.
But yeah, no, aside from that. All I know is if I go pure stash, bro, somebody's going to be calling 911 every time. Good thing I don't still roll in my van. Let me tell you that. Like,
dude, I'm warming up to Rob with a beard right now. I'm just saying. I'm putting it out there. I can see it.
It would never. It's never going to happen.
No, like, it is. No, you got to believe.
I'm a very hairless person. Like I don't. Like,
well, you can have a little on the face.
Like there's nothing here. Like nothing but blackheads on my chest. Like yeah.
Holy
see, like,
shit.
Yeah. Like like I'm literally like I no hair on my ass. Like you know like well, it is like
that must be nice.
I am not particularly. It's Dagobah down there. Okay, so you wouldn't think. Jesus Christ.
Yoda's in there.
smells down here, it does.
No, I believe in you. You can do it.
Look, see, I'll try and look up somebody. I don't know, like,
I know, like, Travis Kelce, he plays football. He's, like, the tight end for the Chiefs. He has, like, a beard like you, Mr. Fur, and he shaved it, and he was trending on Twitter. Like, I literally feel like that would happen to you if you had shaved your beard or something like that.
I'd probably, Claire would wake up next to me and be like, ah! Like, who are you and what have you done to my husband?
Now, you're too scared to actually shave it, though, because you're worried it won't come back.
Nah, I mean, it will, for sure. It's just, I don't know how long it'll take. Probably not that long. It's just, the first time I did it, it felt like it took a while. I don't know. I just don't want to look like Lou wee baby again.
Yeah, because you look like you're a man.
Because I see like, okay, like something like this. Let's see.
Alden.
Put in subscriber chat.
Oh.
Like this isn't too thick. Chat. I think you could do something like that.
In subscriber chat?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll try and explain it to the audio listeners. See, this is the kind of extra little part you're missing, chat, with not being a Patreon subscriber. Almost at 100 episodes, and you're still not on the Patreon?
Let me see.
Subscriber chat. Oh, so something like a little bit of a little Brad Pitt, kind of something like
yeah.
that?
Yeah, like it's just action going up on top of the lip. It's not super thick. It's not like You know, some handle.
The first comment after that is, man, he looks like he's struggling in that.
He's just pensive. Whenever I see that, I think of Brad Pitt when he talks about how he acted in Jurassic Park. Like, something happens, just squint your eyes.
Brad Pitt's in Jurassic Park?
No.
Chris Pratt?
Chris Pratt. That's what I meant. Yeah. Chris Pratt. He's talking about
he
just
also
like
has good facial hair.
Everything you have to do, you just get serious and squint your eyes. Like, and that's just how you act.
I think you'd be a pretty good actor, Mr. Fruit.
Yeah. I don't know about that.
You never did
any
plays or anything like that?
No. I never did theater or anything.
I did a musical, and it was about being who you want to be as a kid. Like, you're free to be me, or if you're free to be you. And you know what part I got? You want to know? This is not a joke. I got the part of the bum. And the part that I was supposed to play is everybody singing, and then, like, everyone's like, I want to be a doctor. Like, I want to be a Twitch streamer. I mean, this is like 2000.
Of course. Not yeah, everyone's like, what?
One more time. I walked up and I want to be a bum, and they got the whole crowd laughing. You know, that's why I was like, this is my moment. You know, I'm stepping out in the, yeah.
Please.
But, dude, I've had this weird like thought though, like what if I turn out to be a bum because I played the bum in that?
You
like,
manifested.
What if I went back? Yeah, exactly. What if I went back in time, or not back in time, but back and found the people who played like the doctor, the lawyer, and they actually became those things.
Yeah, they're all successful and they're private practices.
And it's like, so what do you do, Rob? And it's like, oh shit. Like, it's gonna happen.
Well, I work out my arm a lot. I shake it with a certain cane.
I have nothing of value to give to this at all.
Except myself.
I'm not successful.
I'm free to be me. That was the musical. Free to be me. If you're a choir teacher and you're looking for elementary kids to kill some rounds, I'm your guy.
So anyway, everyone's going crazy in subscriber chat. Woodrow Evans like, dude, yes, Rob, get this dash. Don't look though.
Yeah.
That's because that's what they should be saying. Gas him up, people. Come on.
Tell him that
nobody cares what Brad Pitt's.
I don't think Sydney likes expression. It very much, but she's too nice to tell me.
Well, also, hey, that's just the
what's
thing.
What about your self-love?
Yeah.
Guys, I got this because I felt like a bum. Like, I literally kept my facial hair.
Yeah, but see.
I felt real shitty about myself, and I was like, you know what? I'm keeping this because I deserve this.
That's right. Now keep doing that.
But see, now you need to reassociate it, because you associate you growing facial hair as you being lazy. But now reassociate it that you are expressing yourself in a different way and are growing up. Okay. And trying out a new look. Like, just think of it as like a new haircut, new fade or something. You know what I'm saying? Just something else to try out. And then I think, too, with you getting back on the grind, losing some weight, too, I think it'll really accentuate the jawline.
Yeah, I got to do that again. I've been getting back on the Peloton grind. I've been doing arms and intervals. Those are really hard. What's hard about it, too, is like the instructor uses 3.5s, and then I grab 10s because that's all I have. So, yeah.
What is it like? What did they do?
So, like, he has like 3.5 pounders. And then, like, so one was like, you go here and then, like, here and then into the, like, and then you just, like,
some YWTs.
Like, yeah. And then there was another one where, like, you have them like this and you just go like this, like, while you pedal. Like, it is really hard. But I'm jacked now. So,
yeah. But so it doesn't really matter. That's great. Yeah. So episode 100 will be coming to your eyes, your ears.
Am I going to your house next week?
Oh, I don't know. We're still figuring out. As you can see, it's really prepared.
Yeah, I was going to say. It's you can take 100.
It's episode 100. You're going to his house and you're cleaning up your workspace.
Yeah. You can take the fourth ladder.
I was
going to
say, if
first.
I move the ladder, your Twitch chat might kill me.
True. Even Claire was blackmailed into putting it back. So,
oh really?
No, she just put it back for herself. Oh, I was like, babe, you don't understand. They just started to like come
forget
to terms with the fact that the ladder was gone, but it's too late.
Well,
it is what it is.
I wonder if your YouTube chat would have freaked out about it if you were to switch to YouTube like Tim and Lupo just did.
Hey, nice transition.
Dude, is it okay? So this is like, I was thinking about this yesterday. It is so wild to me the kind of where I've seen Dr. Lupo, like where he started and like where he is now. You know what
I
mean?
He was just
like
a normal ass Destiny.
Yeah, player. He was just one of like us. Like,
well,
one
that
of the...
and Tfue. Like, they just.
Yeah, Tfue as well.
One of us. Well, yeah, go, we should also explain. Kate. I mean, we only. If somebody doesn't understand what we're talking about, this past week, Dr. Lupo and Tim the Tatman, two large streamers, Tim especially, over on Twitch, announced that they will be now streaming on YouTube Gaming exclusively, meaning they signed a contract, they're moving over, bada bing, bada boom, Twitch is dead to them. And pretty big. Big moves, big moves.
You got to think, probably 2 years?
At the least. And I mean, the day we're recording this will be the first time Doc and Tim will be playing a game with each other. I feel there was like clips of Doc, and it was so wholesome. Like, I think he's just tired of being lonely. He's like,
yeah, you,
finally.
You know, he's got to be hyped. Like, yeah. Well, and it's also like, we don't know why Doc was still banned on Twitch, right? I saw a clip though that he was like saying he's suing Twitch. Like,
yeah, well,
that,
they've
like,
been talking about it recently.
Was he capping? As far as
I can tell, or from what I've heard, apparently it has something to do with the fact that when renegotiating, and this is all, again, not entirely truthful, but it...
This is speculation.
Yeah, this is the best
we are
thing
speculation
got,
podcast here.
Is Doc, when trying to renegotiate with Twitch to get a better contract around the time, because this was with Mixer and everybody and getting signed big deals, he was trying to re-sign. And apparently he told them Mixer was giving him a deal worth X amount of dollars. And so they were negotiating around that. However, right about the same time, Mixer shut down. So it kind of proved his
bluff. So there's like no way that if Doc was getting a contract.
It kind of was like proof of his bluff. And so I think Twitch saw that, and then their specific thing in the contract, whatever.
Can you ban somebody for that though?
Yeah, because technically,
what is that like?
Like,
fraud?
I think it's something to do with like technically it's not
espionage.
You're not allowed to do it. But the other thing too is everyone in like every industry does it. Specifically too, because legally you're not supposed to be able to like actually go talk and find out the other details, because usually it's under NDA or whatever. So like for most people it would have worked. It just Doc got screwed because Mixer literally just like exploded right when he was trying to do that. So that's what people think, and that's why it kind of came out of nowhere. And that's people's best guess. Nothing super exciting.
Yeah, but I mean, when his last Twitch stream happened, it was really weird. Like, you could tell he like read something, and then like everything was like just so different. But yeah,
that was when everyone got their tinfoil hats on.
Yeah, this is, and then like Slasher, I think, tweeted like, "Doc's done." Like, not just on Twitch either. Like, he's done.
Well, everybody's like, I know what happened. This is, bro. And then here we are. How long has it been?
Since Doc's been banned? Oh, God, at least a year and a half.
Yeah, it's been a while. It's literally just 2020. Like, when I see it, something dated 2019, I'm like, oh, that was last year. Oh, my God.
Well, dude, I was doing some tax stuff, and the lady was like, oh, okay, so like, was that paid in like 2020? And I was like, yeah. And I was like, no, like 2020. And I was like, wait a second, 2020 was like, it's 2021 right now, right? And she's like, yes. And I was like, oh my God. Boy. Like, yeah, wait a second.
Boo.
Yeah, I was like, sorry, the pandemic has just been insane. It is still insane. Oh, wait a second. But we'll talk about that after this. Okay. What I was going to say is, it's good. I think it's great that Tim and Lupo are moving. It's just going to make Twitch hopefully open their eyes and do something, especially with like these hate raids. I don't know if you guys have seen what's going on with hate raids. And
I did not go on Twitch. I think that's one of the biggest reasons why it was just such appropriate timing. Obviously, like the hate raid blackout day has nothing to do with Lupo and Tim leaving on that day. No. Like, that's all business. But it's like Rob said, like, it's good for
just pushing
some type of competition.
Yeah,
because
exactly.
The stuff like the hate raids, Twitch not doing anything, is ridiculous. Exactly why Twitch desperately needs competition.
I swear it's a new era coming around. At least for other platforms, like YouTube. Like, seriously, I think the two things holding YouTube back, and aside from these, I literally think they win everywhere else, is discoverability. For some reason, it's still really hard to just find live channels or figure out, unless you're already subscribed or looking for them.
That's what I tried to do. This was like my test. When Lupo started his stream, it's like, okay, I'm going to start from my home YouTube page, and I'm going to find Lupo without typing Dr. Lupo into the search bar. And it was literally impossible. Like,
what was he live streaming?
Well, yeah, he was live streaming, and then I had to find a Dr. Lupo video that was like recommended to me instead of just finding, hey, Dr. Lupo is live kind of thing.
Well, yeah, it's bizarre. Like I could look up Minecraft right now, and I can guarantee there's plenty of people streaming Minecraft, but I won't see any of that.
Yeah, you'll just see videos.
So I think that's one thing they need to work on, and they don't need a one-to-one of Twitch where it's like, here's a directory, click on it, and here's from most concurrent viewers to lowest. Like, plus with their algorithm, they wouldn't do that anyway. Like, it's perfectly fine, but there needs to be somewhere that you can easily, if you're looking for live content, just go. Or even if you just look like, even if it just takes searching like Minecraft live, like if all you have to do is put live after a search and it shows you whatever. I think that's one of the things holding it back. And then the culture, which is why Twitch has just been so integral, is because it has a certain culture around it. But honestly, I think
YouTube's almost got it there. I mean, so what? Tim averages, what, 30,000 viewers on a Twitch stream average, probably? I would say somewhere around 30 there.
30 or 40.
How many do you think are actually going to make the change? And, like, not first stream, let's say in a month from now, when the hype has kind of died down and all that kind of stuff, do you think he'll retain that, or do you think it'll be significantly less or just a little less?
In a month, I'll guess, like, 15,000. That's my guess.
Sick.
Yeah, it's not bad. And it might even be a little bit higher. He already has a base on YouTube, too. He already has like 3.8 million subscribers.
I wouldn't be surprised if he holds the same viewership because he has such a presence on YouTube.
Yeah. So I think that's part of it. Lupo, I'm not sure. Because he's recently been pulling. I'm not sure. He's been pulling around like, on average, I couldn't even tell you, like 7,000. I want to say.
Well, he could do 7,000, but then with his Tarkov, he does like 25. That's a game I'll never understand.
Yeah, that's a different beast.
Yeah, it's a 5-head ass game.
So yeah, I think it's big, and people are starting to speculate whether other people. I think right now people are speculating Nick Merckx is going. Because I guess on stream, he's been telling people like, yo, I can't tell you guys this, but like I signed the biggest deal of my life. And recently
it's got to be Twitch. Has to be.
Well, recently he signed a deal with Under Armour, and that was a big deal. But like he told people about that. And he's like, this one I can't tell you about. So who really? I mean, it could be Twitch re-signing him. I'm not sure. But like the way he's saying is like, this is the kind of money where like his friends, his family, his kids, they're taking care of.
Kids.
And this weekend, they're flying a private jet, him and his team, to Las Vegas, popping champagne and celebrating. Like, that's how kind of a big of a deal is.
Weren't doing that when you already had 75,000 subs? I mean, I'd be doing that if I already had.
Just sub money from?
Yeah.
But so, yeah, that's got to put it in perspective. Like, Lord,
and that's
knows.
Like why I think it has to be Twitch. I mean, he has the highest. I don't think he has the highest account. I think like Rambu or one of those Minecraft dudes has like 120,000 subs or something like that. And like that's like their average. The Minecraft community on like Twitch is insane. And I think that's who YouTube needs to get next is like those Tommy Innit kids, Snap and Nap, whatever.
Well, to be fair, their main thing is YouTube videos.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is like when millions. They do live streams, it would would be even more insane. Yeah. It would just because they average like 100,000. Like they are
nuts.
Yeah, they're way different.
Well, I was also reading something interesting. People were like dissecting, like wondering how the switches will go because like if we look historically, like Ninja and Shroud going to Mixer, for instance, and then coming back. When Shroud left, Subwise, he was like top three And then, of course, Ninja Famous, who's like a quarter of a million, but that was because of that was when Drizzy. Prime subs and all that stuff came out. But then they come back, and now Shroud has like 7K subs a month, going down from like 70,000 he used to have.
Really?
Yeah, and Ninja has like 3,000.
Well, I know Ninja only really plays like that Final Fantasy game. I mean, he's like that with the Mixer deal, you know what I mean?
Yeah, he's chilling. But like that's the thing too, is like they'll never reach that level again, probably. Mm-hmm. Or I mean, it'll like, take a really long time.
You gotta realize though, like when ultimately when they took these deals, they took these things knowing, because when you're at that many subs, like you have a level of business understanding because you have to in order to figure out, okay, where the fuck is all this money going?
Well, I mean, they're chilling and, now, but that,
No, well, that the reason they're chilling is because they took deals that essentially made it to where I don't have to worry about if I ever, like, if one day I just, like, this high rides out, because it's going to ride out. No one stays at those sub levels forever, no matter how popular you are.
Unless you're Mr. Fruit.
Right?
Hey, watch yourself. All right? Just wait.
So it's like, would you rather take 20 million right now or keep on riding on the those 70,000 subs you have?
That's a good question. Give me the 20 mil.
Like, and that's the thing. Like, that's except, 20 mil right there. You don't have to. You're done. Like, you can retire.
Except, I think in their case too,
business ventures.
It was like 50 million or like 100 million.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like at that point, that's beyond Twitch money. That's beyond your yearly income. Even if you are doing
that's generational money.
Subs.
That's like. Bezos might almost blink an eye, you know. He'll think about blinking an eye, and I'm like, nah.
You know,
he won't even think about it.
Like 50 million, yeah, like 50 million to like whatever he's at, bro, is like 50 million to him is probably like realistically.
That's like hey, he pulls him through a drive-through, and he's like, could I get like a number 9?
Yeah, it's exactly. Million. It's like $20.
Pardon your regular scheduled podcast listening for this short ad break.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Ever tried to break a bad habit and felt like you're climbing Everest in flip-flops? Yeah, we've all been there too. But here's a breath of fresh air. Fume. It's not about giving up, it's about switching it up. Fume takes your bad habit and simply makes it better, healthier, and a whole lot more enjoyable. Fume is an innovative, award-winning flavored air device that does that. Instead of vapor, Fume uses flavored air. Instead of electronics, Fume is completely natural. And instead of harmful chemicals, Fume uses delicious flavors. I love how this thing looks. It's beautiful and real wood. The shape of it is so cool, and I look cool using it. So if you want to be like me and break your bad habit, start the year off right with the good habit by trying fume.com/GG and getting the journey pack today. Fume is giving listeners of the show 10% off whenever they use the code GG to help make starting the good habit that much easier. So make sure you guys check it out in the description. Try fume.com/GG.
Yeah, I agree with you, Blue. I think... That's pretty much what they're all doing right now anyways. Like, I mean, secure the bag while you can.
Yeah, can you imagine securing the bag so much that's like, well, I mean...
Well, like,
now I can just do whatever the fuck I want.
Exactly, you don't have to worry about your
I don't have to
viewers.
Worry about my relevance. I don't have to worry about anything. I can stream whatever the fuck I want now and not worry about if I if I'm doing something right financially, because financially I'm done.
That's why Ninja's sitting there just streaming Final Fantasy 11 or whatever forever now. He's like, dude, like, I made it, whatever.
I saw,
dude,
like,
I don't give a shit. Whoever comes, nice. I'm happy.
I saw this stock thing, Mr. Fruit, and it said like the top stocks of this year so far, and number one and number two, AMC and GME.
Well, unfortunately, the fudge, man. I'm still so upset about AMC.
Oh, no.
I hold on to that for like 6 months, man. And then finally, I see it just barely come up a little bit, and it's like right above where I'd bought it. And historically, this is where like AMC's always been. Or like kind of its peak. So I was like, okay, like it's not going to go far in this. Like, why would it? It doesn't make any sense.
It's not like GME. Like, it doesn't have the actual shortage and all that kind of math, like, and logic I bought that high. GME has.
Like, I bought high. And if I'm able to even just make like, even break even, whatever, boom, I'm out. And then the next day is when it soars to like $70 a stock. When I sold it at like 22.
What's it at right now?
I would have been like mini ninja, bro. Like, yo, I'm streaming freaking Final Fantasy. Nope.
It's $44 right now.
Which still would have been nice. but, Sag, as far as GME.
Saw GME explode a couple weeks ago, I think, or something like that.
Let me tell you, it's just another week with GME, right? It's a wild ride all the time. I will say, still with GME, we're vibing.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, dude, like, you're crazy. Here's the thing, okay? I think I already explained this. I already took out what I invested, doubled that, and now I'm just playing with house money. I've already made a profit too. So, like, to the moon.
I remember,
baby,
that text you sent me that morning. You're like, yeah, I don't know really what I'm doing, but this seems like I can't really miss out on this, so I'm going. I was like, dive in, kid.
I'm
vibing. I was like, have fun.
Yeah, I was like, I'm gonna
be
a part of it.
And then the next day, you're like, I'm doubling down.
Yeah, and then I was like, yep. And then I was like, I need to stop.
All right, so can I tell you what I was like? Oh yeah, and then I was like, wait, I'll just wait for the.
Hit me
got over. Did you guys see that Joe Rogan got COVID and what he's been injecting into his body?
At one point, I was like, hey, Joe Rogan's podcast is pretty good, And then over the course of COVID, just so quickly, I was like, wait, he's fucking crazy.
Yeah, he's fucking insane, bro. Like, oh, and then, God, like, it's so embarrassing. Like, if you go back, we're like, yeah, we like the Joe Rogan podcast. Because, like,
yeah,
now,
I mean, we did.
Yeah, because if you hear it now, it's just like, God, they must be some crazy anti-vax, crazy
just
shrinking,
like, oh,
horse dewormers to fight COVID.
The thing is, like, specifically too, like, Joe Rogan was never the appeal. It was always that most of the time he would have on really cool people and just help have a dialogue about really cool and interesting stuff. And usually it was long enough too that he would get interesting information and stuff out of people that you normally wouldn't hear about.
Yeah.
All that's kind of out the window now. And it was usually kind of like unbiased and different people from different walks of life.
Just hear them out for the most part.
Do you think he was like,
but God, man.
Do you think he just got the bag and then just was like we said with Shroud and them, was like, now I'm just going to act
off.
Yeah, you know, like, I got the Spotify bag. Like,
the mask stays off during sex.
I think he always was. I think it's just the political climate got to the point where people encourage him to do, like, stupid shit. And then, like, at the end of the day, he was always arrogant to an extent. So, like, when you're arrogant, you just get more arrogant, especially when it comes to, like, knowledge like this. So, like, he literally doesn't know any better. He's always been able to just be arrogant. And then, hey, I definitely know better than scientists is how it always ends up when it comes to... Oh, I hate it here.
I say doctor that he had on. I saw a clip. Well, I saw it was trending and that everybody was pissed that he had this doctor on that, like, wasn't technically, like, actually a doctor. And she was just spreading misinformation, kind of. And basically, she, like, gets on the mic and she's like, can we talk about facts? And he's like, yeah, let's do it. Because I wanted to see, like, what the clips was about and, like, what this lady was about. And the first thing she goes is, well, there's been a lot of misinformation on Facebook and, you know, other big media sites. Like, no, there's only misinformation on your fucking Facebook or wherever you freaks look. Like, I don't get it. Like, it's just so dumb. Like, get a fucking vaccinate. Oh, dude. And then, okay, so I have a friend who came over this weekend. He's a plumber, okay? He's a plumber. And I needed this drip fixed. I needed a drip fixed in my kitchen.
Drip.
I don't know if you guys have a drip. Drips drive me crazy, okay? So we got it finally fixed. So the water dropping in the sink, he fixed, and I was like, hey, like, do you still go to a lot of concerts? And he goes, yeah, I went to a lot of concerts, and so they started asking for vax cards. And then at that moment, I was like, okay, Rob, you got to tread lightly here. Like, tread.
Go yeah. good or
yeah.
go
I was like, tread lightly. It was like that one picture where it's like a really happy castle and then like a really scary one and like a little kid standing in front of it. It was like, argue or just say, yeah, bro, that's crazy. And yeah, I went like, with the, yeah, bro, that's crazy.
Yeah, dang, man, yeah.
Well, and then he goes like, yeah, I was going to get a fake one until I heard it's a 5-year prison sentence if you get caught with a fake vax card.
It's not.
That's why I'm seriously sitting there, just like, why the fuck don't you just get vaccinated? Like, I just don't get it. Like,
it literally takes at this point. Like, literally, there's walk-in clinics. You go in, okay, 15 minutes. Get the fuck out. It's easy. It's easy.
It blew my mind. I was like, he's like, yeah, it's like a 5-year thing. So he's like, I don't know what I'm gonna do. He's like, I just don't know if I'm gonna go to concerts anymore.
I went to a Rapids game. A soccer game the other week with my dad or whatever. They were literally in the stadium giving out vaccines if you want it. They're like, hey, you want a vaccine?
Yeah, exactly. You
get it anywhere, man. Now, I wouldn't get it just anywhere, you know what I'm saying? But
and then that reminded me, did you guys see that this girl got arrested in Hawaii for having a fake
Moderna?
Yeah, he spelled it Moderna.
God. I got the Moderna.
The lengths you will go to not get vaccinated, and then you're like, I don't know what I'm going to do now. And it's like, okay, well, welcome to how we've been the past, like, 2 years. It's very easy to fuck.
Well, my favorite thing is, it's like Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan is a perfect example in the sense that it's not that big a deal. It's just
I know better.
A flu. And then they get it, and they're just like, hydroxychloroquine, horse dewormer. Joe Rogan's like, we threw the kitchen sink at it. It's like, if you think it's just a fucking cold, just drink some fucking orange juice. Like, which is it? You have to pick.
That's
like,
the thing is.
Yeah, so you are scared of it. Okay, so you were just it's the whole time.
Yeah, you have to pick.
Well, the funny thing, too, is I think that was his, like, verbatim, too. He's like, we threw everything in the kitchen sink at it, except the vaccine. You were willing to throw all this random stuff in your body. Except the vaccine, which, by the way, has the most research on it than any other vaccine in the history of humans. It's
technically FDA approved.
It is fully FDA approved.
Pfizer is FDA approved. Like, here's the thing. People are like, oh, great, they're getting political. That's the problem.
This isn't political.
This shouldn't be political. It's basic science. Just do it for yourself. Do it for others. Like, dude, it's not. It's just like.
You've taken how many flu shots throughout your life, and the flu shot was never political. But suddenly, a COVID shot is political. It's because you're being a little bitch.
Yeah, I'm not even saying this as like, oh, it's because you stand with this any of your ideologies. I'm just saying it's a shot, man, and it's proven to help. And we might have to get like another booster sometime. But if that's what it's got to be like, then that's what it's got to be like. But
I have a family member.
I'm just as autistic as I was before than I am now. Okay.
So I have a family member that is, I wouldn't say if it's my, it could be cousin, you know, it could be anybody of my family, but they are blood. He tells me, he goes, did you get the vaccine? I go, yeah, I did.
I think you can already guess who you're talking about.
He goes, damn, bro. And I go, what? And he goes, they just make that for people to like, so like the government can control you easier.
What the fuck are you talking?
Like, what? Like, you think it's like that's what it's for, to make it so we're more easily controllable? And I was like, yeah, we weren't easily controllable before the fucking pandemic. It's just so insane to me.
If that's what you think, yes, you are correct.
It's because you'll take all of these other things. Like, where do you think it gets approved by? Who do you think approves these medications to be distributed? Like, it's third party regulators who have ties.
Guess what?
To governments. You like, you don't.
And what I don't get either is like the people who are like, man, COVID's such bullshit, and then they get COVID and die. It's like, is that what you wanted? Is that like to be some sort of idiot martyr in your community or something like that? Like, I don't get it.
There's some subreddit and it's called like
Leopards Ate My Face.
No, it's a new one, like Herman McCain Ate My Face or something.
Oh, really?
And it's dedicated because like Herman McCain kind of started this, if you remember.
Yeah.
Where he started talking about like, yo, this isn't a problem. COVID's not real. Like, I'm not scared of it. I'm at the Trump rally, all happy again. This isn't political. This is just how it happened. Like, I'm at the Trump rally, all this stuff. And then it shows he has COVID. And he's like, it's okay. We'll fight it. And then he dies. And like his last words, and he chose to fight that like COVID's not a big deal. And then he died. So then it's just a collection of these posts where it's people, and you can see all their posts like COVID's fake. Don't get the vaccine, blah, 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 blah. And then it's guys, I'm in the hospital. Pray for me. We now it's remember so and so. And like their last words are always like, I should have just gotten the vaccine.
Yeah, hold on.
Yeah, go ahead.
There is this tweet.
It's a shot, man.
I have to find it again. There's this tweet, and then it was like second conservative radio host dies of COVID in same week, and then this tweet is like, dude, no way. There is something up, and it's like, yeah.
There's something up.
It's like, yeah.
It's COVID.
COVID.
Yeah, COVID's up. That's exactly what's happening. Well, I saw this tweet, dude. It's super sad. There's a bill that was passed in Texas that is totally against women's bodies and stuff like that, and having the right for women to choose what they can.
Greg Abbott is a punk bitch.
With their fucking bodies. And it's almost like COVID has more fucking rights in Texas than women do.
Man,
and
a lot of you're telling me, dude.
It's literally insane.
I love San Antonio and Austin and all the major metropolitan areas. They're great. But when it comes to Texas, this state will fight harder for a virus's right to infect you because it has, we need to support the rights of the virus to infect people. And they have more drive to do that than say, hey,
protect our women. Like,
yeah, let's just totally tell women that they have absolutely no
what they can do
over their bodies from a legal perspective. Like, who does that?
Texas
does. This place sucks.
Even just taking away all the politically charged things and everything, literally just from an objective standpoint, why is a man ever telling a woman how their body works or what they should do with their body? If anything, it'd be more interesting if it was a woman, but I remember always reading all these things about these guys against certain things women do. And then the women are like, well, why is that? And then they give an explanation that's completely wrong. They're like, that's not even how our body works. And they're like, why does it even matter?
Well, I'm an old white, so I get to decide what you do with your body.
That's bizarre. I don't know. That one just never made any sense to me. It's like, it's not even like...
But I thought that it was really funny in the sense that I think people who are like Joe Rogan think that the virus, the pandemic is seriously not that big a deal. And then they do get COVID and they just fucking everything. And it's just
I'll give you the quick rundown. We have American ignorance that permeates our society because for some reason we have incredible, almost to a point, toxic pride in nationality. And because of that, it gets to a point where if your point of view is not what you, if what comes out, which is objective fact, is not to your point of view, instead of you saying, I should change my point of view, then you say, I am going to find a different perspective that might not have any agency in reality, but it aligns with what I believe. Therefore, it is objectively correct. And it is literally just becoming to the point where you are so arrogant and so scared of being wrong that you have now decided I'm going to double down because there's no way I can be wrong because I am a white American.
You know, wrong, what is like, you know what like is all, hey, I never thought about it that way. That's really interesting. I changed my opinion. Like, wow, that's all it can
do. Doesn't happen.
Dude, fun fact. A lot of people probably wouldn't. A lot of people probably be like, wow, that's crazy. High school blue was a conservative blue.
Yeah, you can change.
I was in the conservative camp.
Skin isn't necessarily a bad thing.
My depth.
I'm playing both fields here. Just because you're conservative is not a bad thing.
That depends. But the point is,
well, there are extremes of being a far left, a far right. But like, for instance,
if you're conservative to the point where you are taking away the rights of women on how their reproduction works, then yeah, you're probably a bad person.
For instance, my parents are Republican fiscally. That's how they identify, because financially, you know, like with business, their business and stuff, they identify as conservative simply because of like fiscal things. So there's always way more to it. But yeah, if you're like,
I'm a conservative because I like to push my voting rights and make it harder for other people and poor people to vote, those people suck. Like that, those are the bad ones.
Equal opportunity for all.
But you get sucked into the idea that it's correct, even though it's not. And the point is, right? My way of thinking is, when you do less talking and more listening, you have a much better idea of how other people's experiences work. So
I like that, Blue.
Maybe just like stop talking for a little bit.
I did more listening.
See what people who don't share your nationality or skin tone are saying, and you'll learn a lot.
To tie it back real quick to where we started with Joe Rogan
or gender. Sorry.
Go on. As far as Joe Rogan, one thing I noticed too as it was going, and I guess it was always there, I didn't realize as much. The one thing that kind of irks me, even going back and watching, you know, pre-COVID and stuff, is that I felt like he was always open to things, but it seems like it was more so that he just agreed with whatever the person would tell him. So like, it's just like he never really, it's like he gets on this person and they tell him this. He's like, oh yeah, that's, and then he could have a guest literally the next day, exact opposite experience. He goes, that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. And it doesn't matter what it was about, but I guess I think it does help interviews, but it just felt like you never really knew where he stood or like what he thought. And it didn't have to be political stuff. Yeah. He never really, I think that's part of it. He's never challenged many guests, which is why like I really like the Bill Burr podcast. Cause like Bill Burr was somebody.
Calls him on his shit.
Yeah, he's like, I'm not gonna play this game. Like, we're just gonna be honest, and I'm gonna call you out, and you can call me out.
And Joe's like, let's play it.
Yeah, and like, I just like that kind of thing.
I love Bill Burr, man. He's so funny.
I actually see him in 11 days.
Wait, what?
Claire and I are gonna go see him in Red Rocks. Yeah.
What?
She got it for me for my birthday.
What?
Yeah.
That's gonna be sick.
I'm hyped about it.
I'm really jealous. I didn't know that was coming.
What else do we got to talk about?
You said equal opportunity for all earlier, but I said except for young Chinese kids when they're trying to play video games. They can't screw play video games anymore.
Let's get political again. Let's go, baby.
They're still going to like beat us in every other esport, let's be real.
Except Overwatch, Sage.
Except Overwatch.
So for those that
I
don't know,
I still root for Shanghai, dude. I'm still rooting for him.
For those that don't know, again, China this most recent week passed a new law that regulates how much 18-year-olds, essentially minors, 18 younger, can play video games.
Online video games, correct? This is like they're online multiplayer. So you can still play offline games, right?
I don't think so. I think it's any video games, but I think the thing is it'll be easier to track online. Could be wrong though, but at the very least it's multiplayer games.
Yeah.
And so I think the ruling states essentially they're not allowed to play Monday through Thursday, and they're allowed to play Friday, Saturday, Sunday between 7 and 8 p.m. 1 hour each day, and then those days and the national holidays, and that's it. So 3 hours a week for these younger kids.
I would go insane.
It's kind of like, especially for me, like video games. Well, so here's the whole thing. They changed it to where, like, if you even want, like, it even kind of like happens in South Korea. Like, if I wanted to make a League account in South Korea, I have to give the equivalent of my social security. Like,
really?
Yeah, you can't
just make an email, account. Like, verification, right. And all that kind of stuff.
So, like, it's tied to you. So, you can't, like, smurfing isn't as big of a problem or anything. But boosting is, but that's a different thing. But so like in China, they've made it so essentially that's the same thing. You have to sign up with your citizen ID or whatever. And
it's the equivalent to social security card, I'm assuming.
Yeah. And so they can track you. I mean, they'll probably know every website, every click, every game you played the past like 15 years. Yeah. So now they'll know when you register whether or not. And then some people are saying, well, they could just use like their parents' IDs, whatever. But there's like, they're starting to do some protection with that. And I think whispers that Tencent is looking into doing visual login or whatever, essentially too. So not only do you have to have that account,
Jesus
but like,
Christ.
Yeah,
whole I'm thing. Living in it. That's a dystopian world.
We're
over
living
there,
in Minority that is, Report.
That is so scary.
And the crazy like, thing is, like, it's video games. And I know a lot of the people over there, kids, suffer from video game addiction, for sure. But I think it's also like,
I think it just makes it worse.
Well, that makes it worse, but also like. It's on the parents somewhat and stuff too. Like, okay, well then do something about it. Don't let your, like at the end of the day, if your kid's sitting there playing WoW for 12 hours a day, you can do something about that.
Yeah, parents, just take the disc.
Why is my kid not engaging socially? I don't know, Susan. Maybe because you aren't addressing the source cause of their mental instability. Yeah, let's just kind of like put a Band-Aid. Yeah, they can only play... you know, hour or two a day. They're
yeah, imagine like the kids that like play 4 to 5 hours a day, and now like you get 1 hour. That's just gonna make me want to play video games even more when I can't. Like, even I think it just totally does the opposite.
Well,
you take away their escapism instead of addressing what is causing them to be at the point where all I ever do is play video games because that's all I have type of mentality.
Well, the bizarre thing is people are like, dude, Chinese government's crazy. Evidently, the people asking for this have been the parents. Like, the older generation have been the one, yeah, calling for this reform because, again, they refuse to just parent, I guess. because what I didn't know is they already have some restrictions in place. It's like 8 hours a week or something. And they just keep making it stricter and stricter. And that's what I was going to say. Like, as a kid, like, if I didn't have that, like, it was escapism for me for sure, especially through, like, middle school and high school at, like, my worst.
Especially with COVID. What, like, there's not a whole lot to mentally stimulate you. But hold on. And this is crazy. With the internet, you have access to literally all the things. That is obviously going to be the biggest mental stimulation, so of course they're gonna go for it. Of course,
did they put a
play video games?
Did they put an hour stipulation on hentai? Like, that's gonna make that'll probably be a big difference.
Well, the thing is, like, I do think kids need a balance growing up.
Absolutely,
like,
I agree.
Even if I had a kid, my parents did it to me, and at the time it was like, what the heck? But I'm glad they did. And to be fair, though, I didn't even really have to be told. It wasn't until I got injured, and I like. I couldn't really go out anymore and do much. It wasn't as so much of like do something. It was, you can just only play video games. It doesn't matter if you sit around and watch TV for the next, 6 hours. Yeah. But I do think it is important. Like, if a lot of those kids aren't getting out at all or like socially engaging, then that's a problem. Again, I kind of feel like that's on the older generation. Not like
there's a deeper problem.
Yeah.
Than, oh, the video games are,
video games bad.
But yeah, I do think at a young age it is important to get experiences from all walks of life, especially socially, like, because the younger you are, the less you experience, the more it stints you in that regard. So like the less you engage socially, the more socially awkward and harder you'll be to engage in those kind of stuff later on, blah 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 blah. So I do think there needs to be a balance, but this just ain't it, Chief. Doesn't feel like it. And for a lot of kids, it's just like gutted.
I think, like, like you said, my parents didn't get on me about how much I was playing until, like, middle school, high school kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Because as a kid, like, I was still going to school. I was in soccer all the time. So I was still doing stuff outside of just playing video games. But, man, did I love playing video games.
And, I mean, especially today, it's no longer like you're alone in your room playing by yourself.
Yeah.
Most of the time, you're playing with friends and stuff. So that does help.
Yeah, you get social there. And why are video games always bad? You know, you have incredible opportunity. There's so many educational games. Minecraft is an educational game, all right, man?
Yeah,
I'm going to be straight up. Minecraft. You have so many ways of using video games to positively teach your kids valuable lessons. And instead you're like,
Ocarina of Time taught me a lot.
Video game's bad.
Is there anything we want to touch on before I go to questions?
Well, I guess another part of that is there is like the whole mobile games, gacha games in China too that people struggle with. But again, just take the credit card off your kid's account then if that's what you're worried about. But I do think, like Rob has said, and people are speculating, like once people hit 18, it's going to be even worse. Like they're going to go full in.
That's what I mean. Like as soon as you turn 18, you're not going to want to go to uni anymore. You're just like, well, now I can play video games as much as I fucking want. So now your 18-year-old workforce that's supposed to be going to school now is going back to the escapism that you stole from them when they were kids. So now they're only going to go to that. Yeah, you're just going to make it worse.
I mean, hey, that was me. I left to go college freshman year. Never played more video games in my life.
instead of teaching your kids the value of balancing play and important responsibilities, you instead decided, I'm going to make sure you can't do what you love, and now you're screwed. Ha ha. I can't believe you didn't turn out the way I wanted you to.
Yep.
It's just wild.
Do you guys want to move on to questions? I know Christian has to leave here in like about 15 minutes.
Let's shotgun these, baby.
Classy. Everyone cooks at different levels. No matter what level you consider yourself at, you've always got to have that one dish you think is your best. What is that dish you cook best? Could be breakfast, lunch, dinner, or dessert. I think I cook a mean chicken fettuccine shrimp Alfredo, he says.
So I too can wimp up a chicken fettuccine. Chini shrimp off
like a breakfast chicken, like a breakfast sandwich, like with a biscuit and with like a nice fried egg with some bacon. I can make one. I mean, one of those. But guess what? It just takes flipping an egg and flipping some bacon. It's not very hard.
Yeah, there's not really much I make. I go to. I will say, this past week, Claire and I made homemade pasta. That was fun, and it worked really well. We made some spaghetti, and then yesterday she made me some turkey protein pasta sauce to meal prep. Thanks, babe. And that turned out really, really well. It was surprisingly easy. So maybe that. But otherwise, like, I would say maybe the French toast I make every morning at this point, my protein French toast, I've got that down to a science. Or you should make some mean top ramen. Let me tell you.
Dude, top ramen is a talent.
That's about it, though. That's... Buck stops there.
I can definitely... Let me think about this. I can probably make some pretty... I feel like I make some pretty good chilaquiles or migas. And then I make a banger paella, shrimp paella. Ooh, oh my God.
I love paella. My Fia makes a great paella.
How do you spell that?
P-A-J... Oh, it's not J. Not J paella.
P A E L L A.
It's so good, yo. It's like this rice, and it has like shrimp and like peas.
Yeah, I don't know
like
if I've ever had this.
Oh, it's so good.
I make banger shrimp paella, dude.
One time, my Fia made paella though, and like I think the shrimp was bad, and it was the one time I didn't like eat the paella because I was like full or something like that, and everybody in my family got sick. Everybody. But me.
I thought they were like offended, but no, they're like,
they ate it. Maltarb asks, I have Krogunk named Fruit and Piplup or Prinlup named Blue Weslow in a randomized Nuzlocke. Rob, what is your favorite Pokemon so I can encounter it and name Maltrab? It after you? Wait, what? I have Krogunk named after Fruit and Prinplup named after Blue Weslow in a randomized Nuzlocke. What is your favorite Pokemon so I can encounter and name it after you?
Wait, keep going.
I don't know. I like Toucanon a lot. And Bellsprout. Bellsprout has kind of...
Wait, what was the Nuzlocke?
I don't know. Yeah, it just says randomized Nuzlocke.
It probably doesn't have Toucan.
It's probably... Yeah,
okay, Bellsprout. Toucan
is Sun and Moon, so... Okay, yeah.
Bellsprout would be my guess.
Speaking of that, by the way, by the time you're listening to this, Blue and I's Soul Link has probably ended.
Oh,
one way or the other. So you should check it out. Just saying.
Good or bad, we'll find out when you watch it after this.
One way or the other.
Go Sohada asks, what is one of your favorite moments and also your favorite or saddest sports moments? So one of your favorite and also saddest sports moments. I'm going to guess Rob's saddest is Tom Brady leaving the Pats. You'd be wrong. For Blue, is it Ray Allen's game tying three in game six? And for Fruit, is it the Jags losing the AFC championship to the Pats?
That was less sad, more angry. We got robbed. We got robbed, dude.
Stephon Gilmore.
Must be nice to have the refs on your side.
It is.
yeah.
No, my saddest sports moment, I'll never forget, I cried in the shower. When the Patriots lost to the Giants in the Super Bowl to lose the perfect season. I cried in the shower.
I understand. Look, like, for instance, like when I used to watch the LCS, I was really into it. Super into TSM. And then when it was like 2016, the Golden Roster, they went to Worlds, 3-3, tiebreaker to beat RNG to get into playoffs, and they lose. Devastated. And I vowed after that to never get so attached to like a sports team or a esports team. Doesn't matter. I just like, I'm putting so much of my life value.
I can't do
like,
this anymore.
I was devastated. I was like, I can't do this anymore. So I understand how it is.
My favorite sports moment, when the Patriots came back to beat the Falcons in the Super Bowl. I cried legit tears of joy. Sydney has a video of it somewhere.
I don't know. There's not like vivid ones I can think of, like least and most. The losing to the Patriots certainly stings, so I'll just say that's the least. But like my favorite.
Sad sport fan there.
Yeah, there's not many favorite moments as a Jaguars fan, I'll be telling you.
What about you, Blue? Blue whistle?
Oh, sorry. I thought Free was still.
Oh.
I'll try and think of something.
Okay, you think. My favorite, probably round two, Spurs Heat, second year, the year before.
The year they came back and like beat them after the Ray
year
Allen
they came back, yeah. That was probably my favorite. Yeah, probably my least favorite. That's definitely up there, but I would have to say my least favorite sports moment is whatever the fuck is going on with the Spurs this past 3 years, dude. All right, that's my least favorite.
D. White will bring you guys back. All right, D. White will bring it back, my man.
But
we'll
bring it back. Imagine going your entire life just having a god tier team that just is always so consistent, and then like suddenly all their big beaters are retiring, and now it's just like a shell of the legacy that you remember.
Mark Rousset asked,
I thought of something.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, it was just one thing. I don't know if it's my most favorite, but during the Women's World Cup for soccer, that was 2017, whenever we went to the finals and lost to Japan.
When we lost to Japan.
Yeah, whatever that.
Oh, that was like 2010, 2012, something like that. I remember 2012 or 2014. Yeah,
whatever it was. Went to like the semifinal game, downtown Denver, and they like shut off a whole big area, and then they just had a giant projector, and getting to just hang out with everybody, like a big crowd when the game was playing and everyone getting hyped and stuff. That was fun. I like that.
Mark asks, for Fruit, Blue, and Rob, what do you find is the best way to keep your keyboard clanking from being picked up by your mic? Get a better mic.
I actually...
drive a compressor.
Compressor is also very good. For me, I got... because I didn't have an expensive mic for a long time. I fixed that by getting this Corsair keyboard, and it came with Cherry MX Silence.
Yeah, okay. There are certain.
Yeah, there's like certain keys too that, or it's not even the keys; it's like the button that like the key is pushed into that makes that sound.
See, unfortunately, I like the. So I had to change that.
Yeah, so it's all about like. My mic doesn't pick it up either. So like I have the Elgato Wave, I think it's called the Wave 3, and it's not that, I mean, it's an expensive, I think it's like 150, but I mean, it's not like a Joe Rogan mic or anything like that. Like that costs a lot more than that. And then like with this, you just need a USB. It's just a USB mic. You don't need like a,
we can also, kind of there are certain things you do without even have to get a mic. As long as you have a dynamic mic, I believe.
Oh, also, the, They have, it's like probably the simplest solution. It's the NVIDIA
I know what you're talking about. There's some experimental thing where if you have like an NVIDIA card, you can enable it and it can try and suppress noise.
It does a very good job. I forgot what it was called.
I don't remember if it's dynamic. There's some sort of like mic range where, for instance, this mic, its pickup pattern is like a big circle and then just a little bit behind. You want one like that. You don't want one that goes out further. You want something that's more. So then the further away you get from the mic or the keyboard, the less you're going to hear it. And then on top of that, and stuff like Streamlabs, for instance, while you're recording, you can put filters on your mic to limit noise. So for instance, there's a noise floor. So if you're not talking under 20 decibels, something won't be picked up. So probably won't catch your mic. You can do suppression stuff. There's some stuff you can do aside from just getting a better mic. So.
Yeah. Reacher asks, for Robin Blue, because we already know Fruit's answer, what is your favorite era in history?
They don't know the answer. It's all of them.
I don't know. Probably like, I don't know.
You seem like a pirate guy. Yarg.
I don't know. Maybe like ancient Egypt, so I could know what it was like. Maybe like ancient
how the aliens built those pyramids.
Yeah, like just kind of see that. You know, see my alien warlords, or like the Aztecs, or like the Incas, Mayas kind of era. I think is really, really cool.
But you'll be spit roasted as soon as you show up.
Yeah. So probably the Mayans then, yeah. Because I think the Mayans are technically what, like the oldest civilization technically that we know of.
I don't know.
No, I think the Olmecs are actually the oldest. Maybe I pick the Olmecs then, because like I think they're some of the most mysterious of like the civilizations in like that kind of era. So yeah, I would pick that.
I don't really have a good answer to that. I'm not like a crazy history buff, so I don't really. Sorry.
What about you, Christian? I guess I think they were thinking like the jazz, the swinging 20s, or something like that.
No. If I had to, it would be tied between Vikings, samurai.
Oh my god.
Knights.
They don't know.
Yeah. But see, it's tied. It's not one of them. I can't pick a favorite.
They don't know.
Sloths asks, favorite comfort food or drink? Soda. Oh. That's my comfort go to.
Yeah. Soda. It's really bad. Yeah, Dr. Pepper is my comfort food.
Yeah, soda.
Pizza.
Pizza's
unfortunately.
Pizza is a good comfort food.
I was telling Rob, I got Coke Zero to help try and kick me off my thing. So this way, at least there's no calories and I can slowly wean my way off. It's working. It's not actually that bad.
Red asks, sorry in advance for having a somber question. Several months back, I was cheated on and ended a 2-year relationship, and that a few things have happened in the same time brought me down to a mental and emotional state place that I haven't been in a long time. Something I continue to struggle with since due to my depression is the lack of motivation or interest in anything. So since I have I know all of you deal with depression in varying degrees, do you experience a lack of interest and motivation as part of your symptoms? And if so, how do you cope with that and work through it?
Yes. And good question.
I figure
it out daily.
I go through waves. I mean, I think I've showed this before. I have this hanging in front of my desk, and it's just like a picture of me, Sydney, and Max, and it just says, home is wherever you and not. So it just makes me like realize that like I am right where I need to be, and like I can continue to do what I need to do. And I will get to wherever because I have everything that I need at this very moment is kind of how I work through it. If I feel like that.
My probably actual advice would be just start something. Just tell yourself you'll do it for 5 minutes. And if after 5 minutes you think you don't want to do it, then stop. Most of the time, as long as you can get yourself to start that activity, after 5 minutes, you can probably keep going. But just getting that first 5 minutes is a struggle.
If you have not already, I would highly recommend going to your doctor, talking to your therapist, and see if there you might have something wrong with your brain. If you don't have anything medically wrong with your brain, I would highly recommend going to a therapist. It seems so trivial, but it's super important to be able to talk it out with people, because especially it's a lot easier oftentimes to talk it out with a stranger versus like talking about your shit with like people you know.
You don't want to burden them.
If you have done all of that and you're still struggling, I have the same approach as Fruit. You have to, because you're with depression, right? It comes in waves. And for me, it's always been most helpful to distract myself with something that I enjoy, no matter what. Like, even if it's something stupid, like I have a dumb, super rainbow, shiny, silvery card on my desk. And if I ever get like really like if I ever like start feeling the wave come on, this sounds so stupid, I will legit just hold the stupid card up in its dumb little case up to the light and look at the little shinies around it for a while, and I'm like, this card's sick. Today's gonna be a good day.
Hey, that's what you gotta do. No one's judging you. I need a little silvery card.
Abel asks, with our boys Bless, Shark, and Joey killing it on the Cosmic House, who else from the Extended Dream Team would you like to see collab and make a podcast? The Arios and Dado podcast, the least optimal podcast, because you have the most optimal, yeah. Or like the most suboptimal podcast, because you have Dado and the Arios. You
just
know?
The
like,
dichotomy would, like, alone. Would
yeah,
be.
It would just, it would, well, I'll be right back. I have to go do something.
It's okay, because we're coming to the end of the podcast.
We are. Because your boys got a dip. This week was scheduling-wise rough, because Rob has to leave tomorrow, which is when we normally record on Fridays. He's going out of town. And then today, when we got to record in the morning, I have an appointment early in the morning that I can't move. And, well, it's not Blue's fault at all, so... It's me and Rob. You can blame us.
Yay.
Excuse me. That's the end of the podcast. We'll get to some of the questions we didn't get to this episode and the next one. And look forward to the big one, Hondo, when we'll figure out what exactly we're talking about, but, you know, relive some stuff and whatnot. So we'll see you all then. We love you. Deuces, you can catch me at More Mr. Fruit, where Blue and I just finished our soul lock.
Oh, you guys are ending the podcast?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, word. Then we'll just continue these questions that we still have left.
Yeah, I told
you.
Okay, word.
Oh, okay, sorry. All right.
You guys can find me everywhere at Blue Oslo.
You can find me everywhere at Cosmic Couch.
And specifically, you can find me at youtube.com/wherever I'm signing a big deal for my next live stream.
Copium.
Oh, bye, guys. Yeah, I'll get a stream deal, Copium.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.